Hi guys! This week's episode for our Patreon subscribers is another fable from the legendary Aesop called The Wind and the Sun.
I am the strongest.
No, you're not, you old windbag. I am stronger.
What utter nonsense, Sunface. No, you're not. I am.
Balderdash.
Codswallop.
Fiddlesticks.
Twazzock.
To find out more, support us on Patreon.com. A quick heads up of what's to come. We're planning something absolutely epic. We've always wanted to perform The Wizard of Oz. The whole book, from start to finish. It's gonna be hard, but it's gonna be worth it. There are gonna be more than 20 episodes. We're getting together about 10 actors for the project. One way or another, we're gonna do it. But if you want to give us support, it will be greatly appreciated. Become a patron at patreon.com and search for By Kids for Kids Storytime. And for all our BKFK listeners, this week's story is called Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Many years ago, in Persia, there was a woodcutter by the name of Ali Baba. Once upon a time, he was leading his mules through a rocky valley to load some wood, when he saw a cloud of dust approaching.
Oh no, horsemen!
He gasped, well aware of the dangers of bandits in these parts.
I must hide.
He hid his mules and climbed a large tree, well out of sight, and waited. Soon, just as he had guessed, a band of heavily armed bandits arrived. There were 40 of them, to be precise, all wielding gleaming swords. They dismounted from their horses and tied them up. The ugliest and most dangerous looking of them all, obviously the captain, had a jagged scar on his left cheek. He walked up to the rock face on the side of the valley and cried,
"Open sesame!"
at the top of his voice. A stone door opened in the rock.
"Come on, lads, follow me!"
he roared in delight. And all 40 bandits went through the door. After the last man had gone through, he heard the captain shout,
"Shut, sesame!"
And the door closed. Ali Baba was astonished. Soon, the door opened again, and out walked the bandits, laughing and carrying heavy bags over their shoulders. Again, there came the command,
"Shut, sesame!"
And the door closed. The bandits loaded their bags and rode off. Ali Baba was desperate to discover what was beyond the door. He ran towards it and shouted,
"Open, sesame!"
The door opened. Ali Baba stepped inside to discover a huge cavern full of riches, piles of gold, mountains of gemstones, jewelry, silk, and all manner of valuable items. Quickly, he loaded his bags with as much gold as his mules could carry, closed the door with a
"Shut, sesame!"
and went home in the darkness as quickly as possible. Ali Baba was so excited, he simply had to tell the two people he trusted the most, his wife Mariam and his brother Kasim. He told them all about the secret cavern and the magic words. His wife was thrilled at their riches, and Ali Baba shared his treasure with his brother. But there was a greedy glint in Kasim's eyes. He wanted more. Early the next morning, Kasim secretly snuck out of town with every horse he had. By carefully following Ali Baba's directions, he soon found the rocky valley. He tied up his horses, went to the rock face, and said,
"Open sesame."
The door opened, and Kasim nearly collapsed with excitement.
"I'm rich! I'm rich!"
he cried and began to gather up as much treasure as he could. Once he had filled enough bags to buy an entire kingdom, he went to the door again. But with all that excitement, he had forgotten the magic command.
"Open barley?"
he tried. Nothing happened.
Open wheat?
Again, nothing.
Open please?
Obviously that didn't work. He tried every word he could think of.
Open chocolate, nuts, popcorn, bubblegum, porridge,
and eventually gave up. Then he heard a rumbling outside. The bandits had come. He slapped his forehead as he heard the words,
"Open sesame!"
The door opened and the robber captain cried,
"Thief! Thief! Thief of thieves! Men, seize him! We will teach this man a lesson he will never forget."
Well, Kasim didn't have much time to remember any lessons because soon he was dead. Chopped up into little pieces, the robbers left the remains of Kasim outside the cabin and they set off, evil laughs echoing through the valley. When Kasim did not return that day, Ali Baba suspected something was wrong. Under the cover of night, he sneaked into the cave and was devastated to find the remains of Kasim.
"My poor, foolish brother,"
he sobbed.
"At the very least, I must give him a proper burial."
So he gathered the remains and brought them home. In order to give Kasim a proper burial, his remains needed to be prepared. I'll spare you the awful details of what happened, far too gruesome to recount. But for the purpose of this story, you need to know that together with the help of a skinny, bald old tailor who was an expert in sewing, Ali Baba gave his brother an honorable burial. He then made the tailor swear not to tell a soul of what had happened. In the meantime, the bandits had returned to the cave.
"Where is that rascal that dared to rob our cave?"
the captain shouted furiously.
"He cannot possibly be alive. What kind of strange magic is this? Find him!"
With that, the robbers galloped off in all directions to answer the mystery. Needless to say, they did not find Kasim anywhere. He was dead. However, while searching for him in the market, the robber captain walked past the tailor's stall. He looked at the goods on sale: cushions, carpets, curtains, and more.
"Very impressive needlework,"
admired the captain.
"That's nothing,"
boasted the tailor.
"Just last night, you should have seen how I helped to repair poor old dead Kasim."
"What?"
roared the captain. The tailor slapped his hand over his mouth in shock, but it was too late. The captain seized the skinny old tailor and shook him around like a rag doll. The tailor was terrified and soon told the captain all about Ali Baba and Kasim. The captain ground his teeth dumped the tailor to the side and set off to gather his gang and get his revenge. That evening, there was a knock at Ali Baba's door. He opened it. There before him was a merchant. He was rather big for a merchant. He had a beard that looked more like a bundle of black wool. Under his unusually large nose, he had an extremely bushy moustache, and his eyes were concealed by a very primitive set of black glasses. On his left cheek was a jagged scar.
"Greetings,"
he said in his unnaturally high voice.
"I am a traveling merchant seeking shelter for the night. I have 40 donkeys that need feeding and 40 jars of oil that need storing."
Indeed, behind him was a train of 40 donkeys, each of which was carrying an extremely large jar. The merchant opened the biggest jar to reveal oil inside. Ali Baba was a kind man and invited the merchant in. Ali Baba's wife Miriam showed him into the living area while Ali led the donkeys to the stable and unloaded the jars. Unloading the jars was hard work, and Ali groaned as he lowered them down. If his groaning hadn't been so loud, he might have heard the jars groaning every time he put one down. Eventually, he returned to the house where Miriam was entertaining the merchant with a fabulous feast. Miriam went to the kitchen to prepare the main meal.
"Where are you going with your donkeys?"
asked Ali Baba.
"I'm going to Baghdad to deliver my oil."
His squeaky voice suddenly becoming rough and gravelly. He quickly reached for his cup and swallowed a huge mouthful of tea.
"Delicious,"
he said in his now squeaky voice as he wiped the drops of tea from his beard. His beard seemed to move as he did so.
"How strange,"
thought Ali Baba. In the kitchen, Miriam was bustling about.
"Oh, bother,"
she said.
"I've run out of oil."
But then she remembered.
"Hold on. The merchant has 40 huge jars of oil. I'm sure he won't mind if I just take a little."
She stepped outside among the 40 gigantic oil jars. She was just about to open a jar when she heard a noise from inside the jar.
"Oh, my legs are killing me,"
came a voice.
"Is it time yet?"
"No,"
came a voice from another jar.
"Wait for the signal."
Miriam knew at once what was happening.
"We've been tricked. The biggest jar was full of oil, but the other jars must contain the 39 thieves. The 40th thief must be the merchant himself."
She ran back into the kitchen, picked up a large frying pan, and went into the dining room. Standing behind the merchant, she raised the pan, and to Ali Baba's horror, bonked it down on the merchant's head.
"Take that,"
who collapsed unconscious on the floor.
"What has come over you?"
shouted Ali Baba.
"He's just a simple merchant."
"Merchant, merchant,"
cried Miriam, and tore off the fake nose and glasses and the false beard, revealing the ugly, scarred face of the robber captain.
"My goodness, no."
She then ran to call the town guards. They came thundering in and tied up the captain. The other 39 thieves were still in the jars, waiting for the captain's signal. Before they knew it, they too were bundled up by the guards and marched to prison. The 40 thieves were gone, all because of Mariam's quick thinking. she and Alibaba were safe. Not only that, they were rich. The robbers' treasure was theirs. Whatever their need, all would be solved by the words, Open Sesame.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime. Performed by Maya Degenhardt,
Mo Gashago,
Lucy Burt,
and Max and Ruby Jews.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.